Welcome back. Yesterday, we talked about the scrawny mindset and how our thoughts and habits can determine what we will become. Follow scrawny habits and you're probably gonna stay scrawny and average, but follow brawny habits and you'll be well on your way to building muscle and living a bigger life. Today, I'm gonna give you your first brawny habit to follow, and that's to make and eat the ultimate muscle meal. So let's get to it. When most guys think about gaining muscle, the first thing that pops into their head is the training program or the workout they need to follow. What kind of exercises should they do? How many days a week should they go to the gym? How much weight should they lift? You know, stuff like that. But the guys who are overly focused on the gym will most likely fail to build muscle. I'll tell you why in a minute. So, working out is an important component to building a muscular athletic body. And tomorrow, we'll cover the best workouts to build muscle, and I'll even give you a free training program. But you gotta understand, working out is not the most important step, not even close. The crucial component to gaining muscle is the food you eat. Now, we could go deep into the details of nutritional biochemistry and get pretty fancy. After all, my mentor and fellow S2B coach, Dr. John Berardi, has a PhD in that stuff. But after making our own transformations and helping hundreds of other guys go from scrawny to brawny, we've learned that all that complex information and science really just gets in the way of building muscle. So we're not here to wax philosophical about nutrient timing or the details of protein synthesis. We're here to help you gain muscle, starting now. And the best way to do that is to keep stuff simple. And that's where the ultimate muscle meal comes in. But before we get into that, let's quickly talk about why most guys are skinny or skinny fat in the first place. The simple answer, they are not eating nearly enough food to gain muscle. Let me repeat that. If you're skinny and you struggle to build muscle, you are not eating enough food. Now, when I speak at seminars, this is the point where guys will raise their hand and say something like, "Listen, Nate, you don't understand. I eat a lot." My response? That may be true. You may be eating what you consider to be a lot. But if the weight on the scale isn't going up, you are not eating enough. And that's the difference, a lot versus enough. So what is enough food? Using outcome-based decision making, we know that enough food is the amount of food it takes to make the number on your bathroom scale go up. That sounds too simple, right? I get it. But it's really the key that starts the muscle building process. So ask yourself this question. Am I eating enough food to make the scale go up a pound or two every week? If the answer is yes, then you should keep eating that amount of food. But if the answer is no, which it most likely is, you need to eat more food. Of course, that's a simplified answer. There are other progress markers and results that matter that we use in S2B, including increased strength and bigger muscle measurements. But all that stuff comes later. Right now, your only focus should be on the scale and whether or not it's going up. So now that we have that out of the way, let's talk about the ultimate muscle meal and its five components. Number one, your ultimate muscle meal needs 2 palms of protein. Proteins are the building blocks of muscle and are found in foods like beef, chicken, pork, fish, eggs, and vegetarian sources like beans and fermented soy. But why do we recommend 2 palms? Easy, because no guy wants to count protein grams like a jackass. The palm of your hand is equal to about 30 grams of protein. So, if you have 2 palms of beef, chicken, or a vegetarian option, you'll have roughly 60 grams of protein in your muscle meal. Number two, your ultimate muscle meal needs 3 fists of vegetables. Vegetables are loaded with vitamins, minerals, and fiber. They help build strong bones and are crucial to building muscle. You can make a salad or you can choose from any vegetable you want, like tomatoes, spinach, broccoli, cabbage, mushrooms, and dozens more. And while they usually taste best raw, you can even use frozen or canned vegetables. No need for anything fancy. Again, we like to keep things simple here at S2B, which is why we use another hand measurement. So go ahead and make a fist and look at it. You need 3 fists worth of veggies for your ultimate muscle meal. Number three, you need 1 fist of fruit, starch, or whole grains. Fruit, starches, and whole grains are carbohydrates that help your body build muscle. Your meal should contain at least 1 fist's worth. You can choose from any kind of fruit you want. Our favorites are fresh berries like strawberries and blueberries, or citrus like oranges and grapefruit. Now, starches and whole grains are high in calories, which is perfect for guys who are trying to gain muscle. Our favorites are sweet potatoes, yams, and quinoa, though brown rice and regular white potatoes are cool too. As long as you have 1 fist's worth, you're good to go. And if you're having a sweet potato, you can just grab a medium-sized one. Number four, you need 1/4 cup of healthy fats. Our bodies use fat to build cell membranes, increase our natural testosterone levels, and absorb nutrients. Plus, they're just delicious. But what kind should you eat? We recommend eating any kind of nut, like peanuts, almonds, cashews, or pecans, or having some peanut butter or almond butter. You can also use coconut oil or olive oil, or just eat an avocado. As long as you're getting 1/4 cup of healthy fats, you're on the right track. Number five, 1 big glass of water. Most of us walk around semi-dehydrated and don't really notice it. But since water makes up about 70% of our body, it's crucial to building muscle. That's why you need to drink at least 1 big glass of water with your muscle meal. So let's go through all of that one more time. Your ultimate muscle meal should include 2 palms of protein, 3 fists of vegetables, 1 fist of fruit, starch, or whole grain, 1/4 cup of healthy fats, and 1 big glass of water. Now that you have all your components, how do you actually make your ultimate muscle meal? On the right-hand side of the page next to the video, we included a document with our favorite recipes that you can eat for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. They're simple and easy to make, even if you don't have a lot of experience in the kitchen, and they only take 10 minutes or so to cook. Plus, we even included one of our favorite muscle-building super shakes to help you gain muscle while you're in between your main meals. Again, you can find all of that in the document on the right side of the screen. Now that you know you need to eat more food and have all the components of the ultimate muscle meal, what should you do next? Well, let me tell you what you shouldn't do. You shouldn't try to completely overhaul your day and replace all of your current meals with muscle meals. In our coaching program, our guys start by focusing on 1 meal at a time and making it awesome. After a couple of weeks, they add another one. After a few more weeks, they add another one, and so on. By the end of a couple of months, they're truly building muscle like crazy. But if we were just to give them a menu and have them completely recreate their nutrition and daily schedule right from the beginning, they'd do horribly. It's just too overwhelming. But by focusing on 1 meal at a time, they make eating muscle meals a brawny habit. And as you know, as soon as it becomes a habit, you are on the right track to building an awesome body. So that's what I suggest you do too. Pick 1 meal, breakfast, lunch, or dinner, and eat your ultimate muscle meal every day at that time. Of course, you're welcome to eat different variations of the muscle meal throughout the day, but the only one you absolutely must eat is the one you originally pick. And after you've made a habit of eating it every day, then you can add another meal. Cool? All right, time for you to hit the grocery store. Go download the resources and get going. And check back tomorrow because we're covering every guy's favorite subject, how to work out to build muscle fast. See you then.